Our beloved Nada Rayburn, the daughter, speaks her heart to us. We ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her, to thank her for her guarding help to those under this radiation, especially the younger generation, and her service for America. Beloved ones of our blessed Saint Germain's family, I come to you tonight, and I trust I will radiate to you the feeling of strength and courage and happiness that will be yours in your constant use of your commands of the beloved I Am Presence to produce in you first and for you that which produces perfection. My dear ones, because of mankind's distress through the centuries, the explanation at various times has been given to arouse the outer consciousness to demand its freedom from its own discordant creation. And after a certain amount of that instruction and radiation has been given, the individuals whose light was the brightest in each age has taken up that greater knowledge and power and used it and gained their freedom. But few understand that no one can have freedom until he or she commands the outer self free from all evil. You must use the authority of your own life to command yourself free. And this has not been the habit in the mass of the people. The masses of the people of the world have been taught century upon century to lean upon the great teachers and the saviors that have come from age to age and expect their freedom from those whose light was greater than their own. But since you have entered in to the violet flame cycle, as the mighty Saint Germain has told you, the very law of the violet consuming flame, since it is the purifying love of the sacred fire, its very law is that of command. And unless the individual uses that law and consciously commands the outer self free by the violet consuming flame, the suffering goes on and the law of karma acts and reacts upon the individual. And therefore, my dear ones, whether you know what it is that binds you or not, matters little in the action of the law. Because when your desire for freedom is an intense feeling within you, if at that moment of your desire for freedom, you would reach up with intense love to your mighty I Am Presence and demand the violet flame love in yourselves that compels you free. And you can positively, as if you stepped aside from the physical body and commanded it free by the violet consuming flame. And then if you will stand, and as you send your love to your mighty I Am Presence, demand its almighty authority and power of command, blaze into you the power that compels your freedom, regardless of what that freedom is. You can do this, my dear ones, just as certain as you draw breath. And I am watching every opportunity to bring this to your remembrance, that there may be set into action a continual command for freedom, for your freedom first, and then freedom of life throughout the nation and the world. And now I want to explain something that everyone needs to understand concerning the interference of the emotional body with the mental body's command for perfection or freedom. Now, if there is stubbornness in the feeling, now please follow me closely. When the mind has called for perfection and has the picture of perfection and the divine plan fulfilled, if there is stubbornness in the feeling, it will interfere with the action of your reason. And this is important, because the moment there is discord in the feeling, the balance in the mental faculties, which the reason holds, is disturbed, because the reason is not allowed to act because of a stubborn feeling. And therefore, it needs your command for the violet, flaming, purifying love in you to demand your freedom in you from all that is not perfection. You must demand this in you. In addition to using the violet consuming flame through your calls and holding the picture of its action, there must come within your feeling the demand for your freedom. And then the higher mental body charges enough intensity of its sacred fire into your feeling world, into your emotional body, to hold the purity and the harmony that allows your reason to hold everything in divine balance. And I want you to remember this for many, many reasons. Because of disturbed feeling in the mass of mankind over the last half century, due to three wars, or two wars, or continual wars, they're all one, there has come into our action these psychic conditions and a continual defiance of the purity and the freedom that the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host are constantly pouring to life. It is because the continual discord in the feeling has created stubbornness that is a defiance of the perfection of God's love that there has been built over the half century, the continual increase in insanity, because there never was a human being in existence that was mentally unbalanced, that wasn't stubborn. It is the stubbornness that throws the reason out of balance. Therefore, if you're going to have freedom, the purification of the emotional body must be accomplished and maintained. And then, when you hold the picture of that which is constructive, you desire to fulfill the divine plan, then all the energy in your emotional body is allowed to concentrate into the picture, the substance and the pressure and condensation of those elements needed to produce the physical fulfillment of your calls. So this which we are bringing to your attention tonight is for the fulfillment of your decrees. So I plead with you, as did the Lady Master Nada in San Francisco last fall, ask you all to compel the annihilation of all stubbornness from all life. That will give more purification into the energy of the emotional body than you can possibly understand this time. And when you demand the cosmic laws, annihilation of all stubbornness in all life, by this cosmic Christ force of your violet consuming, of the violet flaming Christ, which you use tonight, you will be amazed at the blessings that will come into outer conditions to remove your problems and your struggle and your interference and the mistakes of the past. It is stubbornness that has created mistakes, because the feeling of discord interfered with the reason holding the balance of the mental faculties, so the energy of the emotional body could project instantly into manifestation the fulfillment of your call. And this has much to do with your supply. So in trying to help you, I hope I am helping to free you, because the obstruction in the emotional body, it is discord and impurity and stubbornness in the emotional body that keeps your calls from producing instantaneous fulfillment for you in your outer affairs. And as you work on this and give this call, you will find such a speedy fulfillment of your calls that you will realize what the obstruction has been that has caused delay in the years past. All of your decrees are being fulfilled more and more rapidly every year than they were the year before, showing that your use of the violet consuming flame and your demand for the purity and fulfillment of the divine plan has accomplished within you that which is setting you free. But my dear ones, you may have much greater freedom, very much more quickly, as you definitely send your love to your beloved I Am Presence and demand enough force of the violet consuming flame within you that holds a set of master control and demands your freedom in your outer self from everything that has been of distress. My dear ones, we were taught in Blessed Shananda's home in India, we were taught these very things that have been given to you We were kept there for 2 years, undisturbed by outer world conditions, that our emotional bodies might be purified and strengthened and then filled with a power that produced freedom. Now you can do the same thing by conscious demand upon the cosmic law of the violet consuming flame. For enough of its force inside of you to compel your freedom. And my dear ones, you shall be free. That's why I'm here. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so? Therefore, when you, in your love to your presence, demand enough violet flame force within you to compel your freedom manifest now, then say to your beloved I Am Presence, take all stubbornness out of me and out of all life, everywhere, forever. For I demand my freedom. Do you know what that will do, beloved ones, for life everywhere? Do you know that will take the destructive qualities out of animals? You will free life everywhere from the discordant conditions in the feeling of that life. And when you demand that stubbornness removed, you will find the great love of eternity will pour its limitless blessings into you, and freedom manifest will be your world of activity while yet unascended. This has a very far-reaching effect on the powers of nature, as well as the animal creation, and as well as other individuals. Ultimately, my dear ones, as this violet flame force from the great central sun, of the violet flaming Christ is demanded in yourself, and all stubbornness taken out of all life, you will help to remove the creations that have produced insanity. This is a protection of yourselves and life everywhere against the brainwashing of the sinister force. And you need this in all channels of the outer world today. You need it in business. You need it in education. You need it in the entertainment world. You need it everywhere. So, my dear ones, when you want your freedom and you make this call and you demand your freedom from all stubbornness, you demand enough violet flame force within to compel your freedom manifest by your conscious command, you will give the beloved Saint Germain the open door by which he can come to you and do for you, either visibly or otherwise, that which gives you your freedom much more quickly. For I assure you, his power to release freedom to the people of this world is the purifying violet flame freedom that must come since you have entered in to the violet flame age. So after all, my dear ones, it's not so difficult to command your own freedom. But when individuals are taught to lean on all channels of the outer world's activities and have forgotten to lean upon their own heart's flame from the great central sun, their beloved I Am presence, well, they've not been given the use of the power of the violet consuming flame, then they are not free, because all freedom depends on your freedom from stubbornness. Then, as you demand the purification of the energy in your emotional body, your feeling world, you will not have the resistance interfering with or distorting the divine plan's perfection or the picture of perfection that you want to bring into outer conditions to bless life and set all life free. So the fulfillment of your calls depends on your own command for your freedom by the violet flaming force in you that annihilates and prevents all stubbornness. Mankind has accumulated this because of repeated accumulation of discord through habit. And this is the place where you free yourselves from destructive habits or habits that have simply accumulated from a erased consciousness of all mankind's feeling world. Then you can free yourselves from the feelings of discord that have bound you and been your limitations and have become your problems of distress and struggle. I assure you, when this is accomplished, that struggle is over. You're through with it. You remember beloved Saint Germain saying to you, is the feeling of struggle that makes the struggle? And this is the whole thing. And it's your feeling of resistance to the love that is coming from the mighty I Am presence that interferes with the reason, holding the mental faculties in perfect balance so that perfection can come quickly into outer manifestation for your use. Now, this affects your finance, it affects your health, it affects your friends, it affects your business, it affects your comprehension, and it affects everything in your being and world. It affects all life. So I'm going to stand with Lady Master Nada and be the reminder until you accomplish the momentum that she asked you to build in order to bring your freedom more quickly. And so when you demand your freedom, freedom from every limitation, by the violet flaming force in you of the violet flaming Christ, which is your higher mental body, it is the power of the physical sun, the great central sun, it's the sacred fire, love from every ascended master and cosmic being. You make yourselves the open door, and when enough of that pressure comes into you, you cannot feel the pressure of discord around you, and your problems cannot hang on to you. And I feel like beloved Saint Germain tonight when I say to you, I too am a very practical being, and I want you to become so. Because I assure you, you will have a great deal more success if you are practical than if you're not. The accomplishment of perfection in the outer world does not come from impracticability, not at all. If you are practical, you will have the fulfillment of the divine plan within you and around you, and you will be more comfortable and therefore more harmonious and therefore more powerful over conditions of the outer world than if you were not. Now, your violet consuming flame, as you've been decreeing, as you see it pouring up into and around you, from now on, qualify it with your demand for your freedom right now from everything that is of distress. And then, my dear ones, added to that is your call that all fulfillment of your decrees be charged and made invincible against all evil. You will not have the discord coming in or trying to reach you in the future that has distressed you in the past. That is why we were taken into the retreat of the Cave of Light in India, when the beloved divine director, by that continual pouring through us of his violet consuming flame, and our efforts and discipline there was simply to purify the emotional body and let the perfection of the higher mental body have its freedom in us and through us and around us. And then, my dear ones, comes the power, the use of the powers of life. Then you can have the use of precipitation or levitation or whatever is necessary to fulfill the divine plan in whatever channel you serve. So these greater powers, if you are to use them safely, must carry with them invincible protection against all evil. And that invincible protection is the violet consuming flames freedom inside of you. And when that is accomplished, my dear ones, the door is open. The ascended masters can come to you and go like you come and go with each other. Their visible, tangible presence with you depends on this, which I am trying to make clear to you tonight, in your release from all stubbornness and your demand for enough violet flame force within you that compels your freedom manifest. And that freedom is freedom from stubbornness, freedom from discord, freedom from everything that has distressed you. We are concentrating on this, and with the help of Lady Master Nada, who is very definitely giving every assistance to the younger generation at this time, we shall stand your guard until your momentum through this call is great enough within you to be the protection of whatever you call into outer action to fill your world with the divine plan's manifestations. And then the miracles for which you have called become realities in your daily experience, and you live in the world of God's sacred fire, the world of God's heart's love, the violet flame love that keeps you free. And so, if you will accept my assistance and that of Lady Master Nada, we can draw into outer conditions that affect the younger generation a great deal more protection. And as time goes on, the accumulated stubbornness in the feeling of the mass of the people throughout the world will begin to disappear, and then the reason will hold mankind harmonious long enough to let the light come within that strengthens and protects everything that is constructive. And as that expands, it automatically repels that which is distressing. And in that repelling, it also consumes. So, my dear ones, the violet consuming flame, as beloved Saint Germain has given it to you all, is the most wonderful gift life can give you at this time, until you become the fullness of its mighty power in you, and you demand by that violet consuming flame, you demand your freedom, and so shall it be established unto you. So, blessed ones, I will do everything I can to help remind you of this. The Lady Master Nada is ever ready to pour forth any action of the sacred fire that will help you. And so, as we go forward, it should be a very short time as you move into action with this, until you begin to feel your greater freedom and then your greater mastery over conditions of the outer world will not be a struggle nor an effort. It will be the joy you have sought, and it will be the invincible example to the rest of life of the fulfillment of this law. And if the whole world tonight understood how they could, all mankind understood and would call for enough force of the violet consuming flame into themselves and into the nations of the world to be the freedom that puts an end to war and establishes peace. If the whole world, if all mankind would only give one call in united action, the cosmic law could remove the accumulation of centuries. And therefore, you who will take your freedom at this time by this command will be certainly like a shining light in the darkness, and your light will be the pathway to show others how they too can find their way back into the perfection that does bring the freedom and victory over all in this world. So, blessed ones, there are legions also of the angelic host who will watch this. And those legions are the violet consuming flame. Will just as certainly as you call it into existence, concentrate and sustain it, and help to expand it till your demand for freedom takes over. And you have been released from the pressure of your problems, your discord, and the obstruction which you have felt many, many times as limitations, and have not always realized that in raising up once and drawing this cosmic force of the violet consuming flame in you that forces and compels your freedom to come through, you could be free many, many, many times from limitations under which you have struggled sometimes for years. And so I trust you will take your freedom after tonight. Just command it. Hold the harmony and demand the violet consuming flames, purification of your everything in your feeling world. everything. Especially demand your release from all stubbornness, whether it be in yourselves or in some part of life around you. Demand the release of life from all stubbornness. And my dear ones, the light will break. The sacred fire will take its dominion in mankind. And freedom does manifest in physical conditions when this is done. And may I be privileged to help you. And may Lady Master Nada use her power to guard you and send forth that violet consuming flame and stand your guard until the momentum is in charge of everything in your world for all time ahead. So may our love guard you tonight, from tonight, and draw quickly into your outer conditions the violet consuming flames of mighty purification that compels freedom. And as you demand it by this action of the sacred fire, then the ascended beings can come to your assistance and produce the fulfillment of your calls and make those manifestations invincible for eternity. Go forth and feel your freedom from everything that is not that violet consuming flames. Harmonizing, purifying, freeing love that sets mankind once again on the pathway of light. Purify this time to attain the fullness of their mastery. Thank you with all my heart. And I bear to you the love of my mother, who too will watch and give you every assistance in this call. Thank you forever. And you, beloved, precious Nada, and all the love and gratitude of our hearts, we ask you to ever guard the younger generation and all who must face the responsibilities of the future. May we be privileged to use those greater powers that only the violet consuming flame can open the way for us to have. And beloved Lady Master Nada, in the fullness of thy heart's love, clothe us all in the force of that violet consuming flame in us that does compel freedom, and hold that freedom invincible against all evil wherever we abide, everywhere, forever. Send it forth to enfold the younger generation and put an end forever to distress. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such violet flame force of our eternal freedom. Wherever we abide, we too can free others as that blessed violet consuming flame can free us. Now, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with everything that you know brings that freedom quickly to us all. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious Nada, all of the Nadas. We do ask your release of all the younger generation from anything and everything that is not the ascent of Master's freedom for eternity. And to the seven mighty Edelwin, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible ascent of Master presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Edelwin. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress enough cosmic Christ force of the violet flaming Christ of a billion suns and mighty victories, victory manifest. Put an end to all evil in all life. Let that stubbornness that has caused such distress be dissolved and consumed from the universe for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding sun presence, of the violet-flaming Christ force, all that is necessary to consume all evil everywhere forever. Blaze the violet-flaming Christ control in such power no human thing survives in anybody for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the cosmic Christ violet flame force necessary to compel our freedom manifest and made invincible for eternity until wherever we abide, all life becomes free because we pass that way. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its everlasting control be invincible around all of this radiation in cosmic action. And we thank thee.